today. So glad to join you with everyday people so that we can come together collectively on this Shift Today radio experience and start experiencing new cycles of victory, new cycles of success and prosperity that will replace, I'm telling you, the more that you stay with it, you will see the fruit of it yourself, because it will replace those old cycles of failure, poverty, death, life and not even understanding your identity and all of that stuff. I'm telling you, the word of God is true. The word of God is steadfast. And if you continue to shift, because that's what shift is all about, being transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is your responsibility to renew your mind, and that, because nobody else can really do that for you. That's a choice that you have to make every single day. And I know so many people, they have asked me, well, how do you do it? You know, what's your secret? And I'm thinking the secret is consistency. The more that you keep doing the same exact thing every single day, excuse me, there's going to be some sort of change. There's going to see some fruit from your success. And sometimes you don't see it, and that's with anything. You don't see it necessarily right away. That could be from weight loss. That could be from anything. But I tell you, once you get on a thing and you stay consistent with it and you see what God can do, especially in the Word, you will have no regrets. You won't have any shame. You won't have any, any sorts of regrets. Why? Because you have decided to do something different. So I'm so glad to once again join you today. My name is Nina Roach, and I'm your morning ministry host. Took me a few minutes to get on here today because I decided to be in a different, complete location to do our shift decree. And sometimes it's just good to get out that comfort zone of just what is familiar. And I wanted to be in a different atmosphere, so I was willing to sacrifice and do what I needed to do to be here. And I'm here today. So it's just any way it goes, I'm just so glad to join you, and I'm glad that you have decided to partner with God, to partner with what we're doing at Shift. And I mean, it doesn't mean just necessarily financially. I'm blessed by the fact that every time that I see all of some of these same consistent numbers that are on here, these are people that are represented. And I know for you particularly, it's because you have decided to do something different. You are not compromising anymore. You are saying, you know what, I'm going to do this thing God's way, because I realize that my way does not work. And I tell you, that's the whole crux of basically Christianity, as far as I'm concerned, was when we just completely release ourselves to the Lordship of Jesus and just knowing that He is going to take care of us. Amen. Aren't you glad to know that you have a Lord that's going to take care of you? Because that's the word that He gave me this morning. But before I share that word with you, I am going to go in and we're going to pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, we so are grateful this morning, and we thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing in each one of our lives. I thank you, Father, that together we are a group of people of all ages, of different stages in our lives. We are a group of people who are deciding to do something completely different, God, that is really out of our comfort zone, because even to die to our flesh, Lord God, it takes your will to be done in each one of our lives. Amen. And so, Father, I thank you that as we present ourselves to you, holy and acceptable, because your word has made us holy. You have already accepted us, Lord God, as we have decided to do things your way. We lay ourselves down today to just say none of us and all of you. And Father, this is a brand new day. Everything that has happened today, yesterday, within 24 hours, everything that has happened throughout this week, everything that is gone from last Sunday, Lord, that's all behind us. Even if we had successes, I mean, we had a great time at our Wednesday shift worship experience. That was wonderful. But you know what? That's behind me now. I'm pressing on into saying, okay, what's the next new victory? What's the next new cycle that we're about to break through in? Amen? And it's the same thing for you. Whether if you got good news, whether if you got bad news, whether if you're getting ready to get some news, you can have the same news every day. The good news of the glorious gospel, that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So Holy Spirit, I welcome you on this broadcast. to the Shift Today Radio Experience. Have your way this morning with all of us. Do what you do best. Go beyond anything that I can do naturally. Meet your people today at their point of need. You know where they all are. You know what they all need today, and even you know their wants. And so, Father, I thank you that you answer even those that have not even uttered them. You are already answering them just because you know. You're the same God, and you know, and you take care of us, and you take care of us well. So, Father, I even thank you, Father, for the things that did not happen to us this week, Lord God. We weren't in accidents, and we some things that we thought we might have desired, God. You're a Father, you're a good Father, and you know what's best for us, and you have the best always for us. So, Father God, may we not even dismiss those things. And so, Holy Spirit, comfort your people that need to be comforted. Love on them that need to be loved on. Give them joy today. Refresh their spirits for those that just need a refreshing in their souls, because their spirits are always abounding, all of us. But refresh their souls today. Comfort their souls. And if there's any toiling today and tossing today, and even if there's any sort of confusion, we come against that spirit of confusion. And we stand for decisiveness. We come and bring forth righteousness in the name of Jesus. Sober minds today. Solidity today, Lord God. I thank you that we're solid in our decisions, Father God. And I thank you we will not be tossed, a people that will not be tossed with every wind and every wave of doctrine or whatever they're doing in the world. But we're going to be steadfast, and we're going to be strong and stay partner with you, Holy Spirit, because you have our best interests at heart. Even what may look good to us, you said, that's not going to be good in the long run, because I'm doing something brand new. That's what he talked about. Excuse me. We talked about yesterday that the Lord is doing something brand new. So, Father, we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're doing this new thing, and we are ready to receive it in the name of Jesus. I know many of you are ready. Say, I'm ready for this new thing. And so as we seal this prayer, think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay, Holy Spirit. None of me and all of you, do what you do in Jesus' name. Amen. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for just being so faithful. You come on here every day. I know I come, but you're already here before I even get here, and for everybody else. So thank you for your faithfulness, Holy Spirit. And more importantly, thank you for your friendship and your intimacy that you desire to be with each one of us. I mean, because we are in so many ages and stages in our lives and still working stuff out, and you're like, I'm with you all the way to the end. Why don't you just thank Holy Spirit for just being with you to the end? And even in the stuff you're in, he's like, I'm not giving up on you because it might look messy. He says, I'm here with you, and I'm here to stay with you. So why don't you thank the Holy Spirit? Just thank him for being in your mess. Thank him for being in your good time, and just thank him for being God. I mean, without any request. I mean, would you like to have a friend that every time they call, they got a prayer request, or every time they get with you, it's always something else, you know, just not even wanting to just be, just to say, hello, hi, how are you? You know, why don't you just rejoice and just thank the Holy Spirit for being God with no other agenda. Don't even ask him for anything, because he already knows the things you're going to ask him for anyway. And sometimes, who knows, that stuff can be accelerated just because you decided to bask in his presence. So let's move forward today from Hebrews 13:8. The Holy Spirit was showing me this morning, tell my people today, this is what I've been sent to tell you on the radio broadcast today, from Hebrews 13:8. And I'm going to read it from the Message. You know how we go. The Amplified. Probably get a little bit of Amplified in here. And I like that CEV version. I think I really like it because I like to hear Bill Winston say it. Go to the CEV version. Oh, I love that man. Tell you, it's good to love the men and women of God, and especially that bring the word of God. Blessed be to his ministry and his family today too, Lord God. And Father, we even pray for Israel, that you bless them and bless our leaders today. They're in a really tough spot. I'm telling you, we're getting bombarded with the mail. The elections are coming up. Don't forget to pull it up, and you know on our app, pull up your push your zip code in there. On our app, I put a tab on there intentionally. Go to the globe and open it up and go all the way to the bottom, and it says vote, and get ready to vote because they're bombarding you with their information. But why don't you do your own research, amen? Hebrews 13:8 says, Today we're going to be talking about the same God, because God is the same God. It says from the Message Bible, appreciate your pastoral leaders. Well, I didn't know that, but okay. Who gave you the word of God? Good look at the way that they live. That's all. That's good for anybody. If you're going to listen to anybody or follow anybody, watch the way they live. Everybody's doing a lot of talking and bumper stickers and journals and pens and pencils and all of that other stuff, hats and caps and T-shirts. Watch the way that they live. And it says, and let their faithfulness instruct you as well as their truthfulness. There should be a consistency that runs through us all. Why? Because for Jesus doesn't change yesterday, today, tomorrow. He's always totally himself. And that's the word that the Holy Spirit sent to me, for me to tell all of us today, and that we need to be reminded of, that God is the same God. He told me to tell you that provided for Jesus when he walked the earth. So God is the same God who's going to provide for you. Why? Because he came through Jesus to manifest his faithfulness and to tell us from Malachi, to confirm it, that he's the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And he's going to always totally be consistent. If you cannot trust the word of God, always trust his nature. Even though his word and his nature are one. It's just like when you're with a person, you know, it's like if somebody was to tell you something, and if you knew me, for an example, and you knew my life, you knew my, and if they told you something indifferent, you're like, that's not her nature. You know, I hear what you're saying, or something might have happened, but that's not her nature. That's not the nature of God. That's why for me, I'm not so much as defending God, because God and his word knows how to defend himself. What I always do as a leader, I just try to paint a picture of who he is, and from what I've read, and not only from what I've read, from what I have experienced from God, experienced from the Holy Spirit, but even from the Amplified, it says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is eternally changeless, always, yesterday, today, and forever. It's nowhere in here that says Jesus was schizophrenic. Because people don't really realize schizophrenic is double-mindedness. It means to have more than one mind. And the thing is, it's hard to make a decision when you have more than one mindset. That's why they, what is, oh, thank you for this, Holy Spirit. What did he say? Let this mind, let me pull that up. Let this mind be in you. What's that mind? What is that mind? It's the mind of Christ, as he says in the King James Version. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And then the Amplified says, have this same attitude, Philippians 2:5. I'm sorry, from the Amplified, Philippians 2:5. Have this same attitude in yourselves, which was in Christ Jesus. Look to him as your example in selfless humility. Have you ever noticed that when you, I know I have many times, just transparently speaking, many times when I take my eyes off of the word, which is Jesus, or take my eyes off of him and his example, I'm telling you, I already know I'm getting ready to crash going 90, literally. Because why? I've taken my eyes off of my example. Everybody needs an example. Just think, everything you know, someone showed you. Everything that you know as a young a woman. Well, a lot of my skills and the things that I have, it originated even from my mother. Somebody showed me something, even things that were good, some things that I saw that are indifferent. And I don't mean just from my mother's parenting skills. I mean even from friendships and other relationships. Everybody showed you something. Think about that. Even if you've got your education, somebody taught you something, and you picked up something, and then as the more that you continue to collect data and information, you began to more settle, and you saw what was the truth, you saw what worked, and how you always can prove truth. Truth is always proven, not just so much by what you believe, but just like with faith, it's acting on what you believe. You have to act upon what you believe. And if you don't act on what you believe, then how can it ever be proven? How can a doctor ever know if they go to school for, you know, whatever they do or whatever skill set that they have, then how will they know that all of that they read when they get ready to do their first, you know, appendectomy or their first surgery or something? They have to put to the proof of what they believe, and they had a model and an example. Maybe they were an intern. You know, when you come into the kingdom of God, that's just what it feels like we are. We're just like interns. We signed up to be an intern with Jesus, the Word being our leader. The Word becomes our example. You know, even if you're in some kind of fitness regimen, like I've been looking at this woman, 80-some years old, and I'm looking at her this morning. I said, lady, you, and her last name is Shepherd. I said to myself, you going to shepherd me, because I keep seeing this woman's face at 81 years old and her example, and they showed another woman that was 81 years old on the side of her bent over, and they says, well, what was the difference? She says, my anti-aging pill is exercising. So she's got an example. She had a reason even for why she was working out and doing these things, because she lost her sister, and her sister told her we were going to go together in the World's Guinness Book of Records, where the sister didn't make it, but she did. And this lady, Ernestine Shepherd, if you pull her up in her videos, you will be amazed to look at her and how beautiful she is. But she had an example. And one of the things me and my client watched yesterday when we were in my business, one of the things this woman says, she says, well, what do? She says, I get up every day. Now, see, now here's the consistency, because see, consistency is the key to any breakthrough. Not just fitness. That's from even if you want to break through and say, you know, I hear a lot of people always tell me, you know, I want to grow in God. I don't see them at the Bible study. You don't see them online anymore. All they did was had a great suggestion, as far as I'm concerned, because your decision is always solidified when you show up. And that means not just show up in the gym, show up every morning so the Holy Spirit can know that you're there, other than when you're crying and when you need something. Amen. But the same God is what he said. He wanted me to tell you that he's the same yesterday and today and forever. And Ernestine Shepherd, she says, I get up every morning at 2:30, 3 o'clock. She says, I do my devotion for 1 hour. Then I have an egg white drink shake or whatever she do. She says something with the drink, the egg white. She does that. Then she says, I run 10 miles. Then I come back home and shower, and I have my oatmeal. She only eat about 4 meals a day. And she says, then I turn around, and she does another upper body. She goes and teach a fitness class at 81, and the people's body, her body looks better than the ones probably my age. I said, okay, Ernestine, I'm 51 and you 31. 81, there's a 30-year gap. I had Coach Carol laughing last night. I said, there's a 30-year-old gap. And I'm getting ready to get busy, because ain't no 81-year-old woman getting ready to outdo me. But guess what? Ernestine made a choice, and that's with fitness. What about in finance? Is this the same thing? What's the difference in you? And it doesn't matter. I look at her. She says, I just started working out at 56. She says, I didn't start weightlifting and training for weightlifting until I was 71. Hello. I still got 20 years, and just think wherever you are. Basically, she was saying it's never too late to start wherever it is, even if you've been jacked up the whole time in finances or you just didn't have a way. There's a working model, because there are people that have proven to say this works if you work it. Amen. And ultimately, the word of God is always our blueprint. What does he tell us in Romans 13? To owe no man nothing but to love him. So if that means to owe nothing, no man nothing, then why do we continue to get in debt to owe? And then we try to believe and get the faith to get out of debt. Well, no, why don't we just use the faith to start with, to not even get in debt, and to believe God? As one of the young ladies, our media leader, she gave her testimony on Wednesday, how she got all new appliances. For her, they were new, and she didn't have any money. You don't need money to get what you need in the earth. Yes, it may be a medium of exchange, but in faith, if God wants to use money, he will. But a lot of times it's favor. As I said yesterday, pray for favor, because God can give you one day of favor that will eliminate you working 8 hours a day or 12 hours a week or whatever it might be, 36 hours a week, 40-hour-a-year job. You don't know how that's going to work for you. But I tell you, what you do know that will always work is have faith in God. Why? Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And even in the Message Bible, it says from Philippians 2, 5, and 8, it says, think of yourself the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. That's a word right there. You could stop right there and meditate and chew on that all day. Think of yourself the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. Do you think Christ Jesus walked around the earth being a victim? Do you think that he was disappointed and crying out, oh, bummer, I'm a son of God. Oh, gosh, I got to walk every place I go to minister God's word. Oh, my God, how am I going to get this boat and this house? Jesus had boats. He had houses. He had all kind of stuff, and he didn't pay no money for it, and he had a treasure. So when people say Jesus wasn't rich, I said, no, I've never seen a poor person that has a treasure. He had a treasure. So that lets you know that that means he had some wealth, not just an income, amen? So think of yourself the way. How did Christ think of himself? Just meditate on that. How did he get results? Meditate on that. He thought highly of himself, but he didn't think haughty of himself, but he thought he was confident. He stepped out on faith. He came to approach God with confidence and boldness every single day before he did one miracle. He had equal status with God, it says in Philippians 2, 5, and 8, but he did not think of himself so much that he had to cling to the advantages of his status. In other words, he knew that he was God, even though he came as the Son of Man. But he says, I'm not going to use my Son of God privileges and my status that I know that works. What I'm going to use is the status of the Son of Man so that I can lead, be an example to those that God said that they would inherit the earth from Psalms 115:16. For God has the heavens, and he says that he's given the earth to the sons of man. And some versions says he's given it to humanity. Some says he's given it to humans. So the earth belongs to us. So we have to think of ourselves the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. He thought of himself like, this world is mine, and devil, you're up on the wrong block this week because I'm in Samaria, and if you're anywhere in Samaria, you're out of here. And that's the same way we got to think in our jurisdiction and our communities. I just found out that there was a local, and my husband pointed out the truck to me. He says, this guy comes in our community, and I don't know if he always lives here, but he says, I notice he's back, and he rides his bike, and he's a drug dealer. I said, okay, and the first thing I told my husband, I said, he won't be here long, and he's looking at, well, what do you mean? Like, he's thinking, you know, I'm getting ready to call the police. I said, no, I'm not doing anything. I said, he's up in my jurisdiction, and he ain't going to be here because I'm going to get behind and on top of the one that's motivated him to do these things. Do you see what I'm saying? And that's how we deal. We don't wrestle with flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in the heavenly realm. So that means Satan thought he planted somebody that now that I know physically, don't know him personally, but in my neighborhood, I'm like, you won't be riding that little bike or that little yellow truck in my neighborhood. Do you hear what I'm telling you? So it's the same thing with you. Why? And why do I think this way? Because I think of myself the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. I'm not using my status of who I am. I'm not going out and go, hey, I'm the pastor, I'm a leader of shift. No, I'm going to get up on top and handle my business. And so what else does it say in the Message Bible from Philippians 2, 5, and 8? Not at all. He says, when the time came, he set aside the privileges of deity. In other words, if God has given you some kind of honorable status that everybody knows, sometimes you need to set that aside and just be like they are. Hear what I'm saying and telling you. And he took on the status of a slave. He became human. Having become human, he stayed human. That's why he came as the Son of Man. It was an incredibly humbling process. He didn't claim special privileges. In other words, I'm the so-and-so, and I'm thinking, okay, yes, but right now all the seats are full in the front. You can go to the back because there's a seat there. See, don't ever claim special privileges, even though you do have those advantages. To me, that shows humility. I don't never have to be in the front of anything because I know who I am in Christ, and it's the same with you. Instead, what did Jesus do? Philippians 2, 5, and 8. He lived a selfless, obedient life, and then died a selfless, obedient death, and the worst kind of death at that. It was crucifixion. So what we have in Christ today, God says that to know that he is the same God yesterday, today, and forever, and to have that mind of Christ, think of yourself the way Christ Jesus thought of himself, even the way Christ Jesus handled money. He thought of himself a certain way. He didn't think that everything that I needed to do, I need to get in debt. No, I have a Father, and he has provided for me. Amen. And what does he tell us in 3 John 2? He says, my beloved friend, I pray that everything is going well for you and that your body is as healthy as your soul is prosperous. The more your soul is prosperous, the more your body will be healthy, the more your finances will be healthy, the more your marriage will be healthy, because your soul is prospering. Your spirit is prospering. Your soul is being renewed, but your spirit is prospering. That means your spirit is taking the lead, and your soul is now in submission to your spirit man and your body. So therefore, you will see the results you want as you submit or surrender to the process of what Jesus did. Humility. Humility is a great attribute for every believer to have. That's where Jesus always said, not my will, but your will be done. That's why he tells us in Proverbs to acknowledge me in all of my ways. Before you spend money, if this is your payday or your paycheck or whatever, settle it. The tithe belongs to the Lord. Then give him an offering. If you have needs, sow seeds into good ground, wherever the Lord tells you to sow. And it may not even be money. Maybe it's sowing your time, or maybe it's sowing your something, you know, something that you have that you love, your precious. God says, you know, I need your precious right now, because your precious is so precious to you that you can't come to me now. You're depending on your precious. So maybe God is telling you to get rid of your precious or let go of something that he needs. Just like, and I was thinking about this yesterday when I got off the broadcast. Just imagine if that donkey did not yield themselves when Jesus sent out his disciples. He says, go tell them I need that donkey so I can ride on it. That donkey had to submit to coming to Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing with you. When you are decreeing and declaring Monday through Friday and saying what God has said, Jesus is in need of those things. The Holy Spirit wants to make those things come to pass. God was in need of an earth, so therefore he created it. God was in need of you. That's why he formed you in your mother's womb. Because he needed you in the earth. Why? To continue to advance the kingdom of God. If God didn't have any thought that you would advance the kingdom of God and come to the awakening of complete fullness of truth, he wouldn't have sent you here. So you got to know that you've been sent here not to just collect all of your preciouses on a shelf and do nothing with it. No, use your gifts. Use your talents. Many of you all saw on social media and on Instagram and on Facebook, I put out there one suitcase, a pair of shoes, a Bible, and a microphone, because a woman prophesied to me many years ago when I was in a conference. She says, all you got to do is travel light. You won't need much, because your voice is what God is going to use to do what he needs to do. And that's what I've been doing. That one little suitcase is my ministry. I could really take that on the road. And then I thought about my great-grandmother. She had a suitcase, and inside of her suitcase was prayers, and prayers that they're trying now to get her suitcase in a museum, literally. They're doing the back-end process to put her suitcase in one of these, I don't know what museum it is, and when you pop open all of these suitcases from Tennessee, there's thousands of these brown paper bags that she would write out these same prayers 6-7 times. Obama got his prayer from her before he left office. He physically got it in his hand. Because why? Somebody took the time to lay their time down and said, you know what, I may not have this and I may not have that and I'm not going to be a victim, but what I do have, I have time and I'm going to be an intercessor. And I have my great-grandmother's mantle. I have even all of her ministry licensing papers. So see, it's in the DNA. So now you see why you got to come out, and even if you don't know your DNA, I'm telling you, your DNA is to have the mind of Christ. And think of yourself the way Christ thought of himself. And if you don't know how Christ thought of himself, then get into the Word to find out how he thought of himself. Get into the Word and see what he said about money. Get in the Word and see what he said about your marriage. Amen? And then you start to believe it. Let the Word persuade you. You don't have to always have somebody in front of you to persuade you, because any time of your life, even before you got married, even before you got the house that you purchased, even before you decided to have kids, you had to first believe you wanted kids, and then you made a decision. You had to first believe that this is my house, and I think this is the one that we're going to come in agreement with, and then you made a decision, put a bid on it, or whatever it is, a business, a ministry. I had to decide, okay, yes, okay, okay, God, you've called me. I had to settle that, and then I had to believe it, and it took years for God to persuade me, literally years. But once I answered the call, I believe you me, I have no regrets right now, because and that's why money doesn't mean anything to me as far as in ministries, and why people may have different motivations. My motivation for you all every single day, or when I come to those Shift Today platforms, I want to see some fruit. I want to see your life change. I want to see what I want to see that word manifested in your life. I want to see your body be the way that it was called to be. I want to see your mind sober. I want to hear some different new words coming out of your mouth. I want to see some new realities. But how can you hear it but get it unless someone be sent to tell you what God has said, to remind you what God has said, to confirm what God has said? And I'm telling you, I've been sent to you as a shepherd that loves you, that has no other condition. If you don't think your pastor loves you, just know Pastor Nina loves you. Hear what I'm telling you. I love you. And if I never meet you, just know that I love you, because I know that God has got great plans for you. I know, even if you're not a believer, I love you, because that's what Jesus loved sinners. He loved those that didn't know him. He came down to them and to pull them up, and that's what I'm willing to do. I'm willing to come down to you, come down to your level before I bring you up to where I am. I'm not trying to bring you up to my where I am. I got to first discover who you are and how you got in this stuff. How did you start thinking this way about yourself? How did you start getting down? What made you get in that debt? What made you make that decision? Why did you get that guy? What made you choose that lady? You know what I mean? And then when we get all of that stuff straight down in our souls and get that soul start to prosper, then that's when we get our joy. That's when I read to you out of Psalms 128:6-1 yesterday. We get our laughter back. We get refreshing back. We get our stuff back. We get our identity back. And never feel envious or jealous when you see people that were once down and then they get up. I love it when they get up. That's what it's all about. Jesus came to say, get up. Get your faith up. Get your money up. Get your body up, get your life up, get your marriage up, get it all up, get it back. That's what I got it for. For you all, it's not even getting it. He already got it for us. What is our job as believers and everyday people? Take it. Take it. He got it so you can take it. Just think if we had to go get it. And that's what I do every day. And as the Lord leads me, I get out there and I start searching in the spiritual world, in the kingdom of God. Okay, Holy Ghost, what you got for us today? First, what you got for me? And then what he gives for me, then I bring it to you. So it's fresh every day. That's why shift is never the same every day. It's the same. It's like Jesus. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But the message is going to be different. Amen? It's going to be fresh. So just say this with me. Jesus is Lord. Over my spirit, over my soul, and over my body. Jesus has made unto me today wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. This is the word that he gave to me, so let's seal it. The same God that provided for Jesus is the same God that is providing for me. And his words that are coming out of my mouth, they will not fail, they will not falter, or come short of the glory from which he has sent it. No weapon that is formed against my belief system shall prosper. And any lying tongue that tries to confuse me or to take me in a different direction, it will not bear fruit. I will condemn it with the word of God. For the word of God is my shield, it's my refuge, and my fortress. I am now experiencing new cycles of victory, success, prosperity, wealth, and health. The old way that I used to think, believe, I to spend and to take actions upon are no longer a part of my memory. This one thing I do today, I forget about those things that lie behind me so that I can press on to the promises of God. God, who began this great work through the Holy Spirit and his word in me, he is faithful to complete it. Do you realize that the word of God and his revelation knowledge God is through completing you on the outside. Because what did he say in Psalms 139? He knitted you together in your mother's womb. You're complete on the outside. Your body is complete. Now, if you need a new body part, you got them in heaven. Just get it by faith. Hear what I'm telling you? What he is doing is changing you from the inside of that old man, those old cycles, those old beliefs, etc. Because he's complete on the outside. Your body, I mean, if you came to the Lord and you got a tooth and no teeth or some hair, little hair, more hair, whatever, beard, no beard, you know, whatever, nails, no nail, guess what? It's the same when on the outside. But what God is interested in, what did he say? Man looks at the outer appearance, but what does God look at? God looks at the heart, and not the heart that is sustaining your natural body. God is looking at your spirit. He's looking at your motivations, and that's why your motivations get in alignment when you renew your mind. Sometimes you don't even have to go to people and say, what do you think? If you align what you want to do with the word, you already know what you think. You're like, now you know this is not permitted. So why are you going around asking people what do they think when God already said no in the word? So you already know. Or if he says yes, then pursue. Hear what I'm telling you today. So let's seal these declarations of faith this morning because Jesus is Lord. I've been sent to tell you that this morning. And there will say this with me. There is no more in my life. No more setbacks, no more holdups, no more substitutes, and no more delays. Today I am blessed. There is no lack. All of my needs are met. I am out of debt. You got to keep decreeing that. I got a little book that I carry around with all the no more debt scriptures. And it's the same thing with healing. Just because you take healing scriptures every day, don't wait to get sick and take it. Keep it in your body. So all you do is draw it up out of the well of your spirit. Say this with me. And I have more than enough to give over and above all of my needs. All of financial doors are open for me. And all financial channels are free. I have all sufficiency, provisions of the Lord for me today. I am healed and spirit-filled. Sickness and disease are far from me. I will persist until I succeed. Say this with me. I will not let go of the promises of God for every area of my life until they blessed me. Bless me indeed, O God. Expand my territory. Keep your hand upon me today. Yesterday is gone, tomorrow's not here. And keep me away from evil so that I may not cause pain. And I'm going to tell you something. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, causing pain. That does not mean just others. He says, don't cause pain to yourself. How are you going to participate and agree with that, not causing pain to yourself? You're going to have the same mind, as I read to you this morning, from Philippians 2, 5, and 8. You're going to have the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. It says, think of yourselves the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. That's going to eliminate all that other right there. The bottom line, let's say it. I seal these declarations of faith because I believe it. I will it. I take it, and I have it. And I thank you in advance, Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I can ask, dare, or imagine, or decree, according to the power that is working in me, to him that is able to keep me from falling and failing, and to present me faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. The Holy Spirit is sustaining my spirit, my soul, my body, my finances, my relationships, my marriage, my finances, everything, my children, to the Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honored and glorified in all that I do, in all that I am, and in all that I say today and forever. Amen. If hallelujah is the highest praise, come on, let's give it up. Hallelujah. Jesus is now rebuking every retaliating spirit that is coming against our daily decrees today. And no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. God bless you today. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today. And may the Lord's face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace and tranquility of heart today. I love you and God bless you. Thank you, Legacy Partners and Shifted Day Ministry friends, for making this mission possible. Stay on the word, be the word, manifest the word, keep it in your mouth, think like Jesus thought of himself. You can do all things through Christ Jesus. I believe in you. I love you. Hey, and that settles it. God bless you. Look forward to seeing you on Monday morning, hearing from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.